This episode of the Morning Buzzcast is brought to you by Connect Partnership Group. Connect's consulting division leverages decades of experience in relationship building with teams and large public venue operators to help companies drive revenue by winning procurement opportunities. Visit connectwins.com to learn more.
Well, congratulations to the 30,000 runners who participated in the New York City Marathon on Sunday as the city's five boroughs hosted the race for the first time since 2019. Awesome to have the New York City Marathon back. If you ran it, you should feel proud today. I'm sure you're a bit sore. Love to hear how you did. Also, hard to believe the college basketball season tips off Tuesday. And this is your Morning Buzzcast for Monday, November 8th. Good morning. I'm Abe Madcore. Hope everybody had a great weekend. Hope everybody is ready for another great week. Let's start with NASCAR. What a comeback for Kyle Larson, who won the NASCAR championship on Sunday in Phoenix. Like I said, capping a remarkable comeback season with his first championship and closing out a 10-win season. Remember, Kyle Larson was coming back from a nearly year-long suspension. He was fired four races into the 2020 season when he raced for Chip Ganassi. He lost nearly every sponsor for his use of a racial slur while racing online. But Kyle Larson worked hard to learn more about himself and embarked on a personal journey of rehabilitation. Team owner Rick Hendrick gave him another chance, and he hired Kyle Larson once NASCAR lifted his suspension. Now that decision has really paid off, as Kyle Larson has won Rick Hendrick his 14th Cup title in 27 years. All this going down before a crowd of about 40,000 in Phoenix. So congratulations to Rick Hendrick. Congratulations to Hendrick Motorsports and Kyle Larson, and for NASCAR for completing its season with Kyle Larson as its newest champion. Let's shift to the NBA. Not the start the NBA has wanted to start its season off the court. Over the weekend, the Portland Trailblazers and team owner Jody Allen launched an investigation into president of basketball operations Neil Oshea. The Blazers are reviewing concerns about a workplace environment. These concerns were raised by non-player personnel at the practice facility. The team has hired O'Melveny and Myers to conduct a review and an investigation. The nature of the misconduct allegations against Neil Oshea is not currently known. He was hired by Portland in 2012 as general manager. He was promoted to president of basketball operations in 2015. But the NBA's Trailblazers launching an investigation into the team's president of basketball operations. Meanwhile, staying with the NBA, Phoenix Suns owner Robert Sarver emailed public responses after last week's ESPN report about the team culture he has created. Sarver said he is, quote, frustrated and sad, end quote, by the report. He went on to say, I don't know how to prove I didn't do something. He also said he was confident that he will be vindicated when all is said and done. Robert Sarver, of course, under investigation by the NBA. So two investigations into the workplace culture at the Portland Trailblazers and the Phoenix Suns. Let's shift to combat sports because you had a very big weekend for UFC and boxing. First, UFC 268 at a sold-out Madison Square Garden on Saturday night. Dana White said the event did nearly $10 million in gate revenue, attendance at nearly 21,000. He estimated also very strong pay-per-view numbers. The $10 million gate is the fourth best in Madison Square Garden history for any event. So UFC returns to New York for the first time since the pandemic with a very successful UFC 268. Meanwhile, the UFC event came on the same night as a bout between Canelo Alvarez and Caleb Plant before a sold-out crowd of nearly 16,600 at MGM Grand Garden Arena in Las Vegas. So Alvarez, of course, winning that bout, but showing the strength of combat sports. On Twitter on Saturday night, our Adam Stern noted combat sports dominated the trending topics, with Canelo was trending at number one throughout the night after his bout began. and UFC 268 was trending at number two. So the combat sports getting a lot of social chatter on Twitter on Saturday night. Add the Houston Astros to the list of teams embarking on a mixed-use development around its ballpark. Astros owner Jim Crane said that construction on a ballpark entertainment district surrounding Minute Maid Park is set to begin within the next year. The Astros' lease with Minute Maid Park runs through 2050, so they will be at that ballpark for some time. And in 2019, the club purchased some land surrounding the ballpark, and now they intend to build out a mixed-use development. Jim Crane said he envisions an entertainment area like a ballpark village, like the St. Louis Cardinals did around that facility. So look for some development around Minute Maid Park in Houston. And finally, Athletes Unlimited Basketball today will announce it is going to Las Vegas. The women's basketball series has signed 10 players, including five current WNBA players, for its first season that will take place from January 26 to February 26 in 2022 in Las Vegas. So here are some WNBA players getting an additional opportunity to play in the offseason in the United States. The inaugural basketball season will take place in Athletes Unlimited Arena at the Sports Center of Las Vegas. It's just a couple miles off the Las Vegas Strip. Remember, Athletes Unlimited launched in 2020 with women's softball, and then they introduced women's indoor volleyball and women's lacrosse. Those inaugural seasons started in 2021, along with season two of softball. So now Athletes Unlimited Basketball will begin in January, with season two of volleyball starting in March. So Athletes Unlimited continuing to round out its women's sports portfolio. It's been one of the more interesting launches of the last few years. So that is your Morning Buzzcast for Monday, November 8th. I'm Abe Madcore. I'll be in New York for most of the rest of this week at our Media Innovators Summit. That is Tuesday and Wednesday in New York. If you're there, please say hello. I'd love to see you. Otherwise, you'll be hearing from my colleague, David Albright. I'll speak to you again on Friday. So until then, stay healthy, be good to each other. I'll speak to you later in the week.
Connect Partnership Group's consulting division drives revenue for companies that wish to procure new business and gain market share in the sports, entertainment, municipal, and large public venue sectors. With their deep industry relationships and proven processes, Connect can quickly activate a robust pipeline of new prospects and accelerate your sales growth. Visit connectwins.com to learn more.